Listening to CGSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Beep, 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 beep. Transmitting from Zucchini Land, it's Steve, Jack, and Sam, the Zucchini Brothers, live at the clubhouse. Beep, 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 beep.
Let's all get together, have a little fun. Let's all get together, dance under the sun. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down.
Get down on the radio in the clubhouse with the Zucchini Brothers. Yeah, going different places, doing different things. Yeah, with all
snowflakes fall gently down, joining the white blanket already covering the ground here in Zucchini Land, where reality steps aside, opening the door to one's imagination, where seasons change from week to week with the promise of new adventure, where hopes and dreams dance with the magic of music. It is here that we find the Zucchini Brothers, Jack, Steve, and Sam, with their dog Polly in the clubhouse kitchen.
Hey, Sam.
Hey, guys.
So what did Mom say?
Well, she said we can't go out for dinner tonight.
Oh.
Maybe another time, but not tonight.
Oh, well. Looks like we're going to have to open our own restaurant.
Yeah.
You mean right here in the clubhouse?
Yeah, that way we could eat out every night.
And invite all our friends.
The breath to sing this song.
I'm the lucky one, I am not alone. I've got friends helping me along.
Friends that I play ball with,
friends I deck the hall with,
friends I've known since I was three, friends I'm real polite with,
friends I always fight with, and friends who just let me be.
Friends I can't confide in,
friends that I take pride in,
friends who help me when I'm in a jam, who listen when I grumble,
catch me when I stumble, and accept me for who I am. All of my friends,
all of my friends,
all of my friends.
When I'm feeling lonely,
like the one and only,
hungering for harmony,
when I need affection, friends are my connection, opening their hearts to me. All of my
song from Tom Chapin.
Oh, clubhouse phone.
I got it. Hello, Zucchini Brothers Clubhouse. Steve speaking.
Hello, Steve Zucchini. It's your pal Bud from Bud's Diner.
Oh, hi.
I heard you guys were going to open up your own restaurant, and I wanted to give you a little tip.
Oh, thanks.
You're gonna need menus.
Hey, it's the word of the day. Hey, it's the word of the day.
Today's word is...
menu.
Spelling, please.
M-E-N-U.
Definition, please.
Noun. A detailed list of items to be served at a meal. Sentence, please.
You see, without menus, your customers wouldn't know what to order. They'd just sit around trying to think of something they'd like to eat.
Milkshakes. So I took some chocolate, because it's going to be a chocolate milkshake.
I'll thicken it up.
And then some milk, and then some cream.
Any fruit?
I'll put a little strawberry in it just for a little bit of flavor. And then some soy sauce, okay?
What the heck?
And then some pickles. I put in some pickles. And then how about some...
Steve.
What's the matter with that?
I don't think anybody would eat anything like that.
All right.
Let me give it a try. I'm thinking of some... I made some stone soup in a little mud pie. I took some rocks and some dirt and some earthworms and some rocks and some more rocks and then some bird feathers and some bark off the trees mud and then
hang
some
on,
sand
hang on.
And stones.
That is really, I don't think there's anything in there that I would eat.
Well, Steve.
Well, listen.
Sam, you want to contribute?
Yeah, I can do better.
I'm thinking of something to eat. I really want something to eat. I'm thinking of something to eat.
Yeah.
I really want something to eat.
Okay.
This time, I've got good news. 'Cause this time, I'm gonna use
simple things like water in a pot, into which I put spaghetti.
Oh,
and I
cook it, yes.
And when it's done, I do a simple thing like strain the water out. And then when I'm done straining the water out, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to put it on the plate and I'm going to eat it.
But
before I eat it, you know what I'm going to put on top of it? You know what I'm going to put?
Something good.
No, I'm
what are you going to do?
I'm just spaghetti sauce.
I love spaghetti sauce.
And a chair.
A chair?
Okay, a pickle chair.
That was a song from the Zucchini Brothers.
Well, we'd better get started on making a menu for a restaurant.
Whoops, someone's at the door.
I'll get it.
Hi.
Hello, my name's Pido. I'm a drummer.
Ooh, so am I.
Do you think your restaurant would have any food for a guy like me?
Well, would you require lunch or dinner, sir?
I'm especially fond of dinner.
Hey, we're all over.
sublime. He is famous for his pastry. That's how he got his name. Quesadillas are his forte.
He's a master at his game.
He's the drummer with the dinner. He's Pido. Pido keeps the beat while he barbecues the meat. He can saute while he solos. Can't you see?
Okay, R is for Romanov, S is for Stroganov. What letter comes next in the alphabet?
T! Can I make a request?
Yeah, as long as it starts with T.
Tiramisu!
Can do. Anybody else? It's gotta start with you.
How about upside down cake?
Will pineapple do?
Oh, yeah!
Good because
Chubby in our tummies, that's our why.
And that's because he's the drummer with the dinner. He's Pido.
He's the drummer with the dinner. He's Pido.
So, here we are at Z. Hey kids, any ideas what I can make that starts with Z?
How about zucchini?
Oh yeah, or maybe ziti.
No, it's gotta be zabaione.
Come again, dude?
Zabaione, it's a classic Italian dessert, a very light, foamy custard made by whisking together egg yolks, sugar, and...
Awesome! I think I found an apprentice!
He's the drummer with the dinner.
We just heard a song from Rags Kids Club.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
So, have you decided what you're going to have on your menu?
Well, we like breakfast.
Yeah, orange juice and cereal with blueberries.
And eggs with home fries.
But we want to have lunch in there, too.
Yeah, like pizza.
And macaroni and cheese.
We like breakfast and lunch. Well, you could combine the two.
Let's break for brunch. Let's break for brunch. Brilliant idea, mixing breakfast with our lunch. Bring the breakfast, 'cause you brought the lunch. We'll all eat together and call it a brunch. Everybody, let's break for brunch. Let's break for brunch. Brilliant idea, mixing breakfast with our lunch. Come on, let's break for brunch. Let's break for brunch. Brilliant idea, mixing breakfast with our lunch. Come on. Let's break for brunch.
This is Zucchini Clubhouse News with a news update. Thank you. I'm Bob Heskey, and we're all listening to the Zucchini Brothers live at the clubhouse. And we just heard a song from the Zucchini Brothers. At the top of the news today, the Itsy Bitsy Spider is in trouble with his mommy. He wore his sneakers to bed and ate a crumbly snack in the sack. Coward Hosell is live at the spider's house with the story. Coward.
Coward Hosell here, and Itsy, I first want to...
Only 2 minutes with the news, Itsy. We're not proud of this.
Okay, Ma. What can I say? I never meant to cause this commotion.
Yeah.
I was eating a wasp. Just a bedtime snack. It was a little dry. So I got crumbs in the bed. Just a wing and part of the antenna.
Itsy, I think your mother is also upset about the wear and tear your sneakers have on the bedding. Wow, 8 sneakers, 1 for each leg. Where do you get those?
I get them from Pete's Sneaker Store.
That's right. We've got sneakers for people and insects, too. Spider sneakers, bee sneakers, mosquito sneakers.
Okay.
We've got sneakers for ladybugs, grubs, gypsy moths, centipedes, millipedes, and omnipedes. We're practically giving them all away. For a price, of course. Step down and see me, Pete
Sneaker Store, located at 22 Quackenbush Road in Zucchini Land. Void where prohibited by the
Enough.
Well, you did ask.
Back to you, Bob.
I'd never let my spider eat in bed. It's time for a weather update with Zane Finch. Zane.
Thanks, Bob. It's snowing lightly here in Zucchini Land, and it could leave us with an inch or two. Looks like our January thaw is taking its time. Everything's still quite frozen. Back to you, Bob.
Thank you, Zane. That's all the time we have for the news now. Hope you'll join us later. And remember, no food in your bed. Bye-bye.
What it is, I'm kind of afraid to say. You see, late last night I was eating a sandwich in bed, and then I fell asleep, it kind of got in the way. I tossed and turned all over the place. I got a peanut butter sandwich stuck to my face.
Jack, did you really get a peanut butter sandwich?
Actually, I did, Steve, and there was even a little fluff nutter on it, too.
Well, that must have been weird to see.
Yeah, it's a little sticky. Anything like that ever happened to you?
I can top that.
All right. Well, there's something in my hair, and what it is, it's really just one big mess.
Well, Steve, enlighten us.
I went to bed last night chewing bubblegum.
Uh-oh.
And then I fell fast asleep, I guess.
Ooh.
Well, I woke up in the morning, couldn't lift my head. I had gum in my hair. I was stuck to my bed. I was stuck to my bed.
You were stuck to the bed now. How did you get out of this mess?
I had gum on my forehead attached to the headboard of the bed.
Ooh.
And you remember our mother had to come up and cut me off with a scissor.
I do remember that.
Yeah. Well, we since learned a lesson about eating food in bed. It ain't good for your face. It ain't good for your head.
No.
Mm-mm. But if you'd like to try it, then be our guest. But we hope you don't wake up with food on your chest.
No.
If you're gonna eat food, just remember what we said. Please don't eat food when you're sleeping in your bed. When you're sleeping in your bed. Please don't eat food when you're sleeping in your bed.
Song from the Zucchini Brothers.
Clubhouse phone.
I got it. Hello, Zucchini Brothers Clubhouse.
Hey, Sam.
Hi, Susan.
What you doing?
We're starting a restaurant in the clubhouse.
Ooh, I love going out for dinner.
Uh-oh. I think we forgot to put dinner on the menu.
Well, be sure to include some vegetarian dishes, like vegetable jambalaya or tofu millet croquettes with cashew gravy.
Mmm, those meals sound great. I'm just getting a little overwhelmed by all the work we're going to have to do for this restaurant.
I promise I'll help you guys.
Okay.
And we'll get our friends to help, too. We'll take it one step at a time.
The quote of the day is...
Nothing is particularly hard if you divide it into small jobs. Henry Ford.
Quote from Henry Ford, the automobile manufacturer. Who has insight?
Gentlemen, if I may.
Winston, mm-hmm. Please, yes.
Let's say we have hard ice cream.
Yes.
And we divide it into small jobs.
Mm.
Would we then have soft ice cream?
I don't know if Quinston quite understands this quote.
I don't believe he doesn't. I can shed some light on this.
Brooks, please, yes.
Well, Ford is talking about the revolutionary idea, it was revolutionary in his time, of assembling an automobile using the assembly line process.
Of course.
And dividing up the work into small jobs.
Excellent.
And it was a brilliant revolutionary ideas.
So the idea of building a car or the task put in front of one would seem insurmountable, just too big to do
exactly.
all oneself.
Exactly.
Breaking it up into small jobs done by many can make the huge job seem easier mm-hmm. and more doable.
Speaking of a small job, I've yes. got actually a big hunk of cheddar cheese.
Oh,
would you like some?
Yes. Mm. Now, shouldn't we turn over a new leaf and have vegetables with this cheese? What would you say if we did that?
Got some carrots right here.
Oh, excellent.
Why don't we relax and listen to a composition from the Beach Boys while we eat?
Oh, I like them. Great thinkers they are.
I'm gonna be round my vegetables. I'm gonna chow down my vegetables. I love you most of all, my favorite vegetable. Vegetables cart off and sell my vegetables. I love you most of all, my favorite vegetable.
Oh, vegetable.
I tried to kick the ball, but my tinny flew right out. I'm red as a beet, 'cause I'm so
guys, our menu has a lot of things on it.
Yeah, and we have only one copy.
Uh-oh, I forgot about that. Our customers are going to have to share.
Well. You know, we probably don't even need customers.
Yeah, I'm always hungry. I could eat all that stuff.
Yeah, let's make the menu even bigger.
Clubhouse phone.
Oh, I got it.
Zucchini Brothers Clubhouse, Steve speaking.
For quality assurance, this call will be monitored by a telemarketing coach.
Excuse me?
Steve Zucchini, this is Marsha Malloy at Creative Cooking, and we'd like to send you a jar of our chocolate-covered pickles. That's 3¾ dozen chocolate-covered pickles, all for the very appetizing price of $19.95.
Tell the customer they make great gifts.
And may I say they do make great gifts.
Okay, I'm going to order some for this telemarketer I know. Her name is Amy.
Yuck! I wouldn't eat those things if you paid me.
I had a feeling it was you.
Oh.
So these things don't taste too good,
Not many people like them, no.
And would you give chocolate-covered pickles as gifts?
Only to people I don't like.
Well, I don't think we'll be giving gifts this year to people we don't like.
Keep the customer interested in the product.
I've heard dancers like our pickles.
I think we'll pass this time. But how about a song from Tommy Dorsey?
Maybe he'd like our pickles.
Everybody's talking about poison. Oh, poison down.
You all can do. Let me introduce to you Posen. Everybody pose. Get a partner, then begin. Hold whatever pose you're in. Posen. Everybody pose. It's a dance that you can dance with your girl or wife. Find a pose and start. Positions everything in life. You'll find there's no telling when bands will stop and go again. Posing, everybody pose. Hey,
Pee-wee, stop looking so forlorn. Let's have some posing on that beat-up horn. Bud, this posing should be easy for you. Grab up that tenor sax and see what you can do. Hey, Davy, you haven't done any tricks. Beat out a pose with those old drumsticks. Okay, Johnny, we've had enough swinging. Let's hear some corny playing and singing. All right, that's enough. Now it's time we call the boss's bluff. Hey, Tommy, what you doing over there alone? Come on over here and pose on your old trombone. No telling when bands will stop and go again. Posing, everybody pose.
Everybody's talking about posing. Oh, posing down. Everybody's talking about posing. Oh, posing down.
Start it, man.
That's our show. We'd like to say hello to you if you listen to us on stations like WAAQ in Mount Pleasant, Michigan.
Hello!
If you'd like any information about the Zucchini Brothers, our concerts, our products, or anything you've heard on this show, or just to say hello, you can always go to www.zucchinibrothers.com. That's one word, and it's spelled ZucchiniBrothers. Keep those emails coming and look for show number
1263 and click on the fun stuff icon to learn how to make your own cafe menu with some yummy recipe ideas.
The Zucchini Brothers Live at the Clubhouse is produced, recorded, and edited by Sam Zucchini and written by Jack Zucchini, Susan Meyer, and Sam Zucchini. The Clubhouse music librarian is Steve Zucchini. Today's special guest was Amy Helm. This show is a presentation of Zucchini Productions.
Sweaters and cheese, sweaters and cheese, sweaters and cheese and fudge.
Let's get to work on the menus.
Yeah. Only one, though. We don't need more. We can eat it all.
It's late winter at Ding Darling National Wildlife Refuge on Sanibel Island, Florida. Many birds are finished nesting, and young birds are everywhere. This morning, wind and tide have conspired to strand schools of fish in backwater ditches, and the birds are taking advantage of it. It's a feeding frenzy. White birds, short and tall, line the banks of the ditch, barely a foot apart. Long beaks spear tiny fish and sometimes jab at a neighbor. Snowy egrets, great egrets, white ibises, and a young little blue heron that's still white all feed at the water's edge. Meanwhile, two white pelicans patrol the center of the ditch, crisscrossing,